The State Board of Elections voted quietly this week to turn over some data on New York's voters to a Trump administration panel looking at whether there was mass voter fraud in last year's presidential election. The move makes New York the first state to comply with the controversial request after officials initially said they would resist it. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo said in June that the state would not comply with requests from a panel authorized by President Trump and headed by Vice President Pence to turn over information on New York's voters. Among other things, the panel is seeking evidence of mass voter fraud, something Cuomo has said is a myth. Many election experts agree with the governor that massive voter fraud in the U.S. is highly unlikely. Two requests from the panel were rejected. This week, though, the state's Board of Elections agreed to a third request from the federal panel made through the state's Freedom of Information Law, or FOIL. The board, made up of two Democratic and two Republican commissioners, voted to turn over to the panel names, addresses, birth dates, and records of when registered voters turned up at the polls, saying they had no lawful reason not to comply. The news set off alarm bells, and the phone started ringing at the state's League of Women Voters offices, says the league's Jennifer Wilson.
It's really upsetting because we have gotten quite a few calls at the office and at our New York City office of people who want to be taken off the rolls. They want to give up their right to vote because they're so afraid of what the federal government could do potentially with this information.
Wilson says states already keep voter records, and there's no reason for the federal government to duplicate the efforts. The data will be held on White House computers that Vice President Pence will oversee. Susan Lerner, with the good government group Common Cause, finds the board's action disturbing. She says that even though voter data is covered under FOIL, there are limits. The law says the data can only be used for election purposes. For instance, candidates for office who are trying to get potential supporters to go out and vote. Lerner says because of the questions raised over the Pence panel, the Board of Elections should have done more to resist the request.
The Board of Elections was on notice that there is a possibility that the Pence Commission would misuse the voter rolls and make them available to the general public on the internet without restriction. So we believe that the board should have made inquiry. The board did nothing to protect New York's voters.
Voting rights advocates are also angry over the way the board's decision was revealed. Wilson, with the League of Women Voters, was at the routine Board of Elections meeting. She says the item was not on the meeting's public agenda, and it caught everyone by surprise.
They hadn't said anything about it the entire meeting, and then suddenly, as everyone's packing up, they mention that, oh, yes, we have the FOIL request, and we're going to comply with the request.
Governor Cuomo also appeared to be caught off guard by the Board of Elections' action. He issued a statement late in the day saying that he will continue to resist any more requests from the federal panel to obtain private information about voters, and he emphasizes that the board is not handing over Social Security numbers, criminal history, or any other sensitive personal data. Lerner says Common Cause has filed a federal lawsuit
trying to stop the commission from collecting the voter rolls from all of the states and to protect the privacy of the information. And we hope that the court will step in where the New York Board of Elections has not and protect our private information.
The suit charges that the Pence Commission requests are a violation of the Privacy Act. That was passed after the Watergate scandal and revelations that the Nixon administration compiled information on political opponents. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.